107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Today is a special day. You've heard of Saved by the Bell. Well, today it's Saved by the Beep. Joining us in studio, it's always great to be chatting with James and Jess, of course, with the Perth East and West Perth Fire Department. Good to have you both here. Welcome.
Thanks for having us. We always enjoy coming.
Thank you.
You bet. Jess, today is a very special day. Saved by the Beep. What's this all about?
Yeah, so Saved by the Beep is a campaign launched by the Ontario Fire Marshal's Office back in June. So today, Thursday, September 28th, is Ontario's first ever Test Your Smoke Alarm Day. They just wanted to really bring about awareness about the importance of having working smoke alarms and making sure that they are functioning. Once they're up on the roof, you know, sometimes we kind of forget that they're there and we just think they're going to work when we need them. And unfortunately, that might not be the case. So last year, there were 133 fire fatalities in the province. That is the most in 20 years, which is very, very concerning to us in the fire service. So we really want to promote having a working smoke alarm, making sure that you have one installed on every level of your home, outside all sleeping areas, making sure that you're testing them once a month, and then, of course, checking the date on them. They do expire and need to be replaced after 10 years.
When this is happening today, again, it is, you know, testing your smoke alarm, making sure they're working, or replacing them if necessary. It's an easy step that you can do today. If you're hearing this today, either this morning or later today, it's easy to do something like this.
It really truly is. It honestly only takes a second. There's a test button on every smoke alarm. It's a mandatory standard thing. You'll see it says test. Just press the button. If the alarms go off, you know they're functioning. If they don't, then that should be concerning. It either needs to be replaced, maybe the batteries need to be changed out, but just checking both of those things and making sure that it is functioning.
And we've talked about installing, smoke and CO alarms on every level and outside of all sleeping areas, but also saying one in each bedroom for added protection. Is that right?
It's a good idea. Right now with building code, it's actually law. If you're building a house, they expect you'll have one in each bedroom. It's a great idea. The sooner you know that there's a fire, the sooner you can react, the sooner you can get outside. And it doesn't take very long for a fire to reach the point where you may not escape. So give yourself that extra couple of seconds, have them installed, and it gives you the chance.
Mm-hmm. And when we talk about replacing smoke alarms, some of us think, oh, you don't need to do that. Once you've installed them, they're good to go. But that's not necessarily the case.
Smoke alarm's good for 10 years. That's how long the manufacturer says. So that is enforced under the Ontario Fire Code. So it will react best in that 10 years. It might still beep. It might still let you know. But it's not a guarantee that it's going to get you out. So, yeah, after 10 years, you have to replace it. If it's hardwired, it must be replaced with another hardwired alarm. That's important to know. And if we come in and we find that they're not being replaced, it's actually a significant fine. So We would rather you be outside, be safe. We don't want to have to lay the paper. It's so affordable to ensure that your family is protected.
So again, today it is Saved by the Beep. Again, three easy peasy steps to ensure your family is saved by the beep. And I know you've shared pictures with Perth East and West Perth Fire Department of any smoke alarms that have been painted over, or they have that sort of color where they look like an old coffee cup. Those are some signs right there that's not a good thing.
Well, it's the time of year where everything's pumpkin spice. We always say that if you're enjoying a pumpkin spice smoke alarm, it's time to change it out. They do discolor, whether it's just from age or whether it's from people sitting under them for years smoking. It's time. If you see it's got that hue of color, that's not a good thing. So replace it.
Yeah. And let's get just back in on the conversation. You know, you hear the smoke alarm. Everything's working. The beep's going. How about a family escape plan?
Yes, that's part of the process. Having the working smoke alarm is the first part and very important to get that early detection you need to be able to get out. But then it's the getting out part, right? That should be something we need to practice with our family, especially if we have small children in the house. Having a plan ahead of time allows you to know what to do when that smoke alarm sounds. When the smoke alarm sounds is not the time to be deciding what we're doing and where we're going. That's a little too late. So We want to plan your exits, have a safe meeting spot outside in front of your house so that you can meet the firefighters when we get there to help you out.
You bet. That is so important. Saved by the Beep. James, is there anything else we haven't touched on with regards to this initiative today? And this is the first time to have this kind of initiative, if you will.
Yeah, it's what I like is it is a provincial initiative. there are specific taglines and promotions that are being put out about it. And it's really cool to see that spreading through every corner of the province and the buy-in that the departments are giving this. It's nice to see everybody working together. And if it's something that can be followed year after year, and we know that these alarms are being tested at least once a year, we hope more, but at least once a year. And then the other key thing is if you test it and it's not working, fix it or get some help. If you can't test it, ask a family member, a friend or a neighbor, reach out to the fire department if you need help. We would much rather put our time and resources into having a nice conversation with you and checking your smoke alarm versus responding when a smoke alarm didn't work.
We'll share the details of the Perth East to West Perth Fire Department. All the info, of course, is online. We'll share it on our social media and with mystratfordnow.com. Saved by the beep. Test your smoke alarm today and make sure that everything is working. James and Jess with Perth East and West Perth Fire Department. And it's been a busy time. The car seat clinics have gone over very well through this region.
Yes, they have. We've hosted 4 now. We're coming up on our 5th here this Friday, coming up in Mitchell. They've been a wild success. Car seat safety is so important, and at least 73% of car seats are either used or installed incorrectly. That's a huge number, and we just want to make sure that parents have children safe in their vehicles, and this is such a great opportunity and one that hasn't come about in a while.
So. Yeah, so that's awesome. And again, for as we're heading into October, into fall, in terms of school students and sessions, is that continuing with you, Jess?
Yes, yeah, Fire Prevention Week is coming up in a couple of weeks as well. So another promotion of our fire safety messaging, which is awesome this fall. And we will be getting into our schools. We're just kind of setting that all up and looking forward to another great Fire Prevention Week this year.
All right, lots on the go with Perth East and West Perth Fire Department, James Marshall and Jess Jurisma with all the details. And James, now I'm thinking I got to get a pumpkin spice coffee or a latte or something here.
You can have mine too.
James and Jess, thanks so much.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you.